This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates, including several U.S. senators, used the one-year anniversary of the conviction of abortionist Kermit Gosnell to press Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to allow a Senate vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Protection Act. Reid would like to protect pro-abortion senators from being forced to either change or to give up pro-abortion campaign contributions. Accusations against the Catholic Church of psychological torture for simply defending morals may be backfiring on abortion advocates. Human rights organization ECLJ is asking UN investigators to examine and report on survivors of abortion and late-term abortion methods, specifically in the UK and Canada. As one Vatican representative to the UN put it, torture is what late-term abortion is all about. Billionaire Warren Buffett, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, seems to be a one-issue man, with his issue being abortion. His $3 billion foundation donated over $1.2 billion to abortion groups worldwide over 12 years. The size of his donation would fund nearly 3 million abortions. This is Life News Radio. Do you pray for an end to abortion? If there is one single characteristic to the cause for life, it is that prayer is desperately needed for all involved. Pray for mothers, for their babies, for those who work to end abortion. Pray for those who seek to heal the hurt of abortion. Pray for pastors, for preachers, and even for others who pray. Pray and work for an end to abortion. Pray for a culture of life. Little baby Joseph James was born without complications, except for one. Mom went into labor a few weeks early. Not to worry, his big sister was there to save the day. 8-year-old Jasmine, following instructions from 911, got her little brother out just before paramedics arrived. This has been Life News Radio.